Due in part to milk overproduction and high feed costs, milk market prices are expected to drop down in 2011, possibly as low as $13 per hundredweight. Industry leaders say that is well below what's needed for many Wisconsin dairy farmers to break even. Wisconsin dairy farmers faced similar challenges in 2009, and industry experts had hoped that this year would be a year of recovery. Prices did improve this year, but only enough for many farmers to break even, if that. Ralph Levzo farms near Rio in Columbia County. He thought milk market prices weren't too bad, but he had his corn crop to fall back on to make up the difference.
We had excellent crops and a lot of good corn yields, so we were able to sell quite a bit of corn.
Dairy producer Paul Rozwadowski of Stanley is a member of the National Family Farm Coalition. He says farmers took drastic measures to survive 2009.
A lot of farmers coped with it by using up their savings and their equity, and, or I should say borrowed against their equity, using most of that up and cashing in their retirement accounts.
Rozwadowski says it will be harder for farmers to withstand next year because they won't have those financial resources to call upon. Wisconsin dairy economist Bob Kropp says milk market prices should improve in the second half of 2011, in part, he says, due to milk production dropping off and sales picking up. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.